Primary Sequence, Version A. We begin standing in mountain pose. Bring the big toes together and look straight ahead. The chin is parallel to the floor. Press down into the feet and extend up through the crown of the head. Bring the hands out to your sides, palms facing forward with the fingers spread. Breathe and focus on the breath. To release, simply relax. We continue with half moon. Check in with the toes to make sure the big toes are together. And look straight ahead. Your chin is parallel to the floor. Press your feet down into the mat and, maintaining this, extend up through the crown of the head. Bring the hands to your heart center. As you inhale, bring the arms alongside the ears, interlacing the fingers in temple position. As you exhale, press your hips to the right. Torso automatically moves to the left. And begin to press down into the right foot, extending up through the entire right side of the body. Opening the right side. You're still pressing down into that right foot, extending all the way up through the fingertips. To release, as you inhale, rise up through center. As you exhale, pressing the hips now to the left. Torso automatically falls to the right. And begin to press down into the left foot, extending up through the entire left side of the body. Breathe and focus on your breath. To release, inhale, coming up through center, bringing the hands into your heart center, and relax. We continue with tree pose. Check in with the feet to make sure the big toes are together, looking straight ahead and your chin is parallel to the floor. Press both feet down into the mat and, maintaining this, extend up through the crown of the head. Now shift your weight to the right, pressing the right foot into the mat, feeling grounded. Turn the left foot out to the left, bend the knee, and then bring the left foot to the inside of the right leg, anywhere except at the knee. Bring the hands to your heart center. Inhale and bring the arms alongside the ears, pressing the palms together. Look straight ahead, focusing on one point and focusing on your breath. To release, bring the hands into your heart center and release the foot. Check in with the toes to make sure they're together and looking straight ahead, chin is parallel to the floor. Press down into both feet and, maintaining this, extending up through the crown of the head. And now shift your weight to the left, pressing the left foot into the mat, feeling grounded. Turn the right foot out to the right, bend the knee, and then bring the right foot to the inside of the left leg, anywhere except at the knee. Bring the hands to your heart center. Inhale and bring the arms alongside the ears, pressing the palms together. Focus on one point and focus on your breath. to release. Inhale, bringing the hands to your heart center, releasing the foot from the leg. And moving on to our warrior two, bring your feet out to a very wide stance with the feet parallel to each other. Extend the arms out to the side, shoulder height. The shoulders should be back and down away from the ears. The left foot should be parallel to the back of your mat. Turn the right foot to the right, pointing straight out to the front of the mat. Inhale. And as you exhale, bend the right knee, approaching parallel to the floor. Look down to ensure your right knee does not go past the ankle. Turn your head to the right, looking out past the fingers. Press down into both feet and then pressing away from the midline, allowing your torso to float on the top of the legs. Focus on your breath. To release, straighten the leg and bring the hands to your sides. Bring the feet so that they're parallel to each other in a wide stance. Extend the arms out to the side, shoulder height. Shoulders should be back and down away from the ears. The right foot should be parallel to the back of the mat. Turn the left foot to the left, pointing straight out to the front of your mat. Inhale, and as you exhale, bend the left knee, approaching parallel to the floor. Look down to ensure your left knee does not go past the ankle. Turn your head to the left, looking out past the fingertips on the left hand. Press down into both feet and then away from the midline, maintaining this, extending up through the crown of the head. To release, straighten the leg, bringing the feet parallel to each other, arms at your side. We continue with Warrior Two, side angle. Make sure the feet are in a very wide stance, with the feet parallel to each other. Extend the arms out to the side, shoulder height. Shoulders should be back and down away from the ears. The left foot should be parallel to the back of the mat. Turn the right foot to the right, pointing straight out to the front of your mat. Inhale. And as you exhale, bend the right knee, approaching parallel to the floor, looking down to ensure your right knee does not go past the ankle. Turn your head to the right, looking past the fingers. And now bend the right elbow and bring the elbow to the right thigh. Do not slump. Engage the core abdominal area. Lift the left hand up overhead with the arm next to the ear. You're pressing down into both feet, pressing down into that left foot, and feel an energetic extension all the way up through the left side of the body. To release, come back to Warrior Two and then straighten the legs, bringing the feet parallel to each other, preparing for the other side. Check in with the feet to make sure they're at a very wide stance and parallel to each other. Extending the arms out to the side, shoulder height, shoulders are back and down away from the ears. The right foot should be parallel to the back of the mat. Turn the left foot to the left, pointing straight out to the front of your mat. Inhale. And as you exhale, bend the left knee, approaching parallel to the floor, looking down to ensure your left knee does not go past the ankle. Turn your head to the left, looking out past the fingers. And now bending the left elbow, bring the elbow to the left thigh. Do not slump. Engage the core abdominal area, lifting the right hand up overhead with the arm next to the ear. Pressing into both feet and pressing that right foot into the mat and extending all the way up through the right side of the body, feeling an energetic extension. To release, come back to Warrior Two, and then straighten the legs, bringing the feet parallel to each other, and relax. We continue with Triangle Pose. Bring the feet in to about shoulder width, with the feet parallel to each other. Extend the arms out to the side, shoulder height. The shoulders should be back and down away from the ears. The left foot should be parallel to the back of your mat. Turn the right foot to the right, pointing straight out to the front of your mat. And inhale as you slide forward, as if someone was gently guiding your fingers on the right hand forward. As you exhale, tip or bend the body, bringing the right hand down towards the mat. To release, bring your arms parallel to the mat and turning the foot so the feet are parallel to each other, preparing for the other side. Make sure the shoulders are back and down away from the ears. The right foot should be parallel to the back of your mat, and now turning the left foot to the left, pointing straight out to the front of your mat. Inhale as you slide forward, as if someone was gently guiding your fingers on the left hand forward to the front of your mat. And as you exhale, tip or bend the body, bringing the left hand down towards the mat. To release, bringing the arms parallel to the mat and then bringing the feet back together. To continue, come down to the mat with a yoga strap. Come to the mat with your back on the mat and your knees bent. Put the yoga strap on the right foot, keeping the left foot on the mat with your knee bent. Using the strap as a guide, bring the right leg to the mat, keeping the right leg straight. Bring the foot back up towards the ceiling. Repeat for a total of 8 times. On the 8th time, hold for 30 seconds with the knee straight, but do not lock. Releasing the strap, putting the strap on the left foot, making sure the right foot is on the mat with the knee bent, and using the strap as a guide, bring the left leg to the mat, keeping the left leg straight, and then bring the foot back up towards the ceiling. Repeat this motion for 8 times. On the 8th time, hold for 30 seconds with the knee straight, but not locked. To move to supine hand to foot 2, we again bring the strap to the right foot. Make sure to keep the left foot on the mat with the knee bent. Bring the right leg to the mat, keeping the right leg straight, and then point the toes to the right and swing the leg out to the right, keeping the foot close to the floor. You are isolating the right hip. Keep the left hip on the mat and bring the right foot up towards the ceiling, making a big circle with the right leg. Repeat for a total of 8 times. On the 8th time, hold for 30 seconds with the knee straight, but not locked. Continuing with the left foot, bring the strap to the left foot, making sure that your right foot is on the mat with the knee bent. Using the strap as a guide, bring the left leg to the mat and keep the left leg straight, and then point the toes to the left, swinging the leg out to the left, keeping the foot close to the floor. You are isolating the left hip. Keep the right hip on the mat. Bring the left foot up towards the ceiling, making a big circle with the left leg, going counterclockwise. Repeat for a total of 8 times. On the 8th time, hold for 30 seconds with the knee straight but not locked. Release the strap and set to the side. We continue with bridge pose, which may be assisted with a block if needed. We begin by bringing both feet to the mat with the knees bent. The feet should be directly under the knees and the knees in line with your hips. The hands are at your sides with the palms facing down. Start pressing the feet into the mat as you inhale and bring the pelvis and belly up towards the ceiling. Keep pressing the feet down into the mat and then away from the belly or midline. If you need to place a block under you at the lower back for additional support, do so. There should be very little pressure or weight on the head and neck. The weight is in the shoulders. To release, slowly lower the spine to the mat, releasing the lower back. And now bringing the knees into the chest. Hug the knees into the body without forcing or struggling. Keep the lower back and spine on the mat as you rock from side to side to loosen your lower back. Our final pose is corpse pose. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself completely comfortable. You may need to roll a blanket or place a pillow under your knees for support. Bring your hands out to a 45-degree angle away from the body, rolling the shoulders down and away from the ears, palms facing up. Begin to slow the breath down, inhaling and exhaling, relaxing. The feet and the toes are relaxed. Relax the ankles, the calves are relaxed. releasing any tension in your knees and thighs. Relax your hips, and on your next exhalation, releasing any and all tension in the lower back. Feel the whole back side of your body sinking down into the ground and letting go. Relax your shoulders, the arms, the hands, the fingers. Releasing any and all tension in the neck. The head is relaxed. Remove all facial expression, dropping the eyes into their eye sockets, releasing any tension in the forehead, the brow, the cheeks, the jaw. Notice the teeth are slightly separated. Relax your mouth, the throat. Your heart is relaxed. Belly relaxed. Feel your whole backside sinking down into the earth and letting go. There's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. And now very gently begin to deepen your breath. Feel the inhalations and exhalations. Begin to wiggle your toes, your fingers. Gently waking the body up, feeling refreshed, relaxed. And gently moving your body in any way that feels natural for you. Eventually moving yourself over to your right side, taking a few breaths here. Feeling a sense of peace, calmness within. Very slowly begin to bring yourself up into a seated position, eyes remaining closed, bringing your hands into your heart center. May all beings find health, happiness, and inner peace. Namaste.